This is Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good day, Stormy Watcher, Catcher Watchies. Intrepid Sports Reporter Scoops Djokovic here with the latest recap of your Stormy's adventures. Once again, I am joined by Wordsmith Aloysius Einesterfuckus. Oh, remember, just to be safe around your mother, we call him AI. And I would like to let you know that AI, we miss you out there, Chips Merriweather. Hopefully you're keeping your wellies on out east. But AI does not have, shall we say, Chips flair for the theatrical. So this recap of Broadway will be pretty theatrical-less. But let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the spectacle of the century. We've got a slow-pitch showdown of epic proportions as the visiting Storm take on the home team Broadway in a battle of the bats. Hold on to your hats. That's a rhyme. Because this one's going to be a doozy. In the first inning, Broadway came out swinging like a jazz band in full swing. They sent two runners tapping on home plate, while the Storm seemed to be caught in the rain without an umbrella, scoreless, and looking a bit soggy. But don't count the Storm out just yet, folks. In the second inning, they came back like a bunch of alley cats on the prowl. Meow. Scoring two runs of their own. Broadway's defense was dancing like Ginger Rogers, but the Storm had found their rhythm. The third inning saw both teams scrapping for every inch like a pair of old-timey prize fighters. The Storm added two more runs to their tally, but Broadway answered with one run of their own, showing they weren't going to be pushovers. Then, out of nowhere, the fourth inning turned into a full-blown circus. The Storm unleashed an offensive whirlwind, scoring an astonishing max six runs. Broadway's defense was more full of holes than Swiss cheese at a picnic, and they couldn't stop the Storm from running wild. Ha! Swiss cheese at a picnic. Good one, AI. You have no idea what a picnic is. In the fifth inning, both teams seemed to catch their breath after that wild ride. The bats cooled off like a glass of cool lemonade on a hot summer day, and not a single run was scored. The scoreboard was taking a little break, but we knew it wouldn't last long. The sixth inning was like a roller coaster, whee, of emotions. The Storm struck again with five runs, but Broadway fought back with three of their own, like a group of street performers stealing the show in Times Square. I don't even understand that analogy. As we entered the seventh inning, the Storm was a-brewing. And what were they brewing? More runs. Scoring five more. Broadway's defense was wishing for a magic wand to stop the onslaught. But it seemed like they were caught in a magic trick gone wrong. And the runs kept pouring in. Well, there you have it, folks. The final score's in, and it's a doozy. The Storm comes out triumphant with a jaw-dropping 20 runs, while Broadway managed to put up a respectable 6 on the board. What a game it was. The hits were flying like a flock of seagulls. She ran. At the beach, the defense was as lively as a Broadway show, and the crowd was cheering louder than a big band on a swinging dance hall. Until next time, my friend, this is your intrepid sports reporter, Scoops Djokovic, signing off with a smile, a tip of the hat, and a...
This is Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.